This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Chris.
For those of you who do not know, we are live 7 days a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time. You can call in. You're going to have to look that up on the internet. If you don't live 7p to 10p, you'll figure it out. But if you've got an issue, specifically, I mean, it could be an issue about anything, but a lot of people call in and ask us questions about libertarianism. You know, how would this work in a liberty-oriented world, or, you know, that thing, or, you know, stuff like that. And I think that we're certainly experts on that. But if you just want somebody else's thoughts, or you want to share some important piece of news, or you want to get something off your chest, you've got a theory about something, by God, we're your place.
Yeah, and if you saw a Solo, a Star Wars story, go ahead and call in. I'm curious about people's opinions on that.
No spoilers. I think that, did we discuss this, like, how long is a spoiler? You had some ridiculous theory on
it. I said that you needed to wait 365 days before giving spoilers, and then I spoiled the whole movie that had come out the week before.
Details.
I kind of feel like there's, yeah, if you say spoiler alert, that you can pretty much say anything you want, but you don't have
to give people a long enough time to disengage from conversation, cover their ears, or whatever.
Yeah, you can't do it on live radio. You can only do that on a podcast. Because on a podcast, you can, after it's over, you know exactly when the spoilers end, and then you can edit in a note, an audible note at the beginning of the discussion saying, tune back in at the 31-minute mark, and the spoilers are done then.
That's good.
I suppose you could, but I'm going to do what I want on Free Talk Live. I will say this, though, that we are also a podcast, and you go to archives.freetalklive.com and get Free Talk Live going back for well more than a decade for free there at archives.freetalklive.com. Most radio programs out there are going to charge you for it in one manner or another. And by the way, if you're thinking of public radio right now, yep, you already get charged for it in one manner or another. But the commercial radio programs out there like Free Talk Live, they generally have a little Mouseketeer Club. And we have one, too. I'll tell you about it here coming up. But
I saw Deadpool 2 last night.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
And Deadpool dies several times in the movie.
Well, Deadpool is a dyer. It's kind of his thing. Several times. Wouldn't doubt it at all.
Not a spoiler.
Yeah. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Coming from NBCNews.com, 4-day weeks bring smiles to rural schools, but will they work in big cities? In many ways, Oliver Prince is your typical happy fifth grader. He enjoys recess, gym class, and time at school and the computer, but in one key way, he, along with another 92 students at the White Rock School in this tiny bucolic town 50 miles east of Oklahoma City, are very different. They go to school only 4 days a week. The single school district is one of the 97 of Oklahoma's 513 districts that have made the switch to four-day weeks in recent years, citing struggles to cut their budgets and recruit high-quality teachers amid a nationwide teacher shortage and pay crisis that has a particularly devastating effect on schools in the Sooner State. There are lots of challenges and problems that people have tried to fix, Bob Gregg, the superintendent, told NBC News, but just because we've been doing it one way for a long time doesn't necessarily mean we need to do it that way. School districts are taking notice. The four-day week is now beating a path to urban districts, which are facing their own crippling budget shortfalls, and teacher retention challenges are ready to try. They're ready to try new solutions and to solve growing problems. So
I kind of like the idea. It seems like if you reduced a school week, and I'm thinking about a lot of the time I spent in school wasn't really educational. A lot of it was just more for fun and stuff like that.
It's middle-class welfare babysitting day prison.
I agree. But from an educational point of view, there was some stuff that just wasn't, you know, some of the electives, or not electives, but required courses that just you don't need. Maybe they could eliminate some of that.
You're talking about high school. I mean, in this case, they're talking about younger kids. But if you think about the things that younger kids are studying in school, right. So they'll usually get mathematics, right? Somewhere around third grade, they're hitting their times tables.
Mm-hmm.
Doing division, subtraction, multiplication, division. It's rare that you're going on to something like algebra before sixth grade.
Right.
And so if you're looking at something like writing, there's handwriting. I always wonder about cursive. I know that there's the proponents of cursive handwriting. They've got their shtick, and then nobody does it, right? I could write in cursive, but I won't.
Yeah, it takes me way, way, way too long to try to remember how to make a J.
Yeah.
I barely remember that.
I could probably do it with a few, you know, bumps along the way, but mm-hmm. I just don't understand why these people are such fans of it all. But, you know, that's their business. So you could cut that right out.
Right.
There's spelling, but I didn't learn to spell because of spelling classes. I learned to spell because of reading.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of the opinion that if you read more, if you foster reading in a child, rather, and I'm not talking about make them read, I'm talking about fostering reading.
Right.
I just had to deal with something that many parents have had to deal with throughout the years that I didn't realize that I was unprepared for, and that was my son's first Mad magazine. He found a Mad magazine at the grocery store. And it was some kind of ridiculously expensive anniversary edition that's surrounded like Star Wars and stuff. So it was like $12, $11.99.
Oh, my God.
And I stood there for a second. I'm like, I do not want you reading this garbage, Jack. And then I realized that reading is more important than what you're consuming, and that he is going to...
Part of what you were saying was, I don't want you reading.
Yes, right. And I just stopped myself, and I said, if you come up with $2, I'll cover the other, and how much is it? And he told me, $11. And so he did the math on it, and I said I'd cover the rest, and he came up with $2 to buy this horrifying thing, and he did, and he's read the whole thing cover to cover, and he's working on it again.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
I always made that deal with our kids, was that don't bug me because you want to go to the movie with your friends and you want $20. I mean, I'll do that every once in a while, but not all the time. But if you ever want a book, you ever want a magazine, I'll buy that. That was just our deal, that I would do that. And I think you're right. It's a valuable skill. It's how generation upon generation learned. I mean, that's how you learn. And I get a lot more from reading a book than, you know, I do from Google. And honestly, I don't know how much reading is really emphasized. You have to be able to read, and they do score that against government standardized testing, and that's a pathetic number to look at in most school districts.
What I see is with these rural schools choosing to go to 4-day weeks is that you're going to have a lashback if you were to do this in more urban areas, basically a lashback from mommy and daddy who want their babysitting service.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And this, to me, brings sharply into focus one of the aspects. When I say middle-class welfare babysitting day prisons, I mean it.
Right.
Like, I've come up with that verbiage for a reason. These are babysitting day prisons because you can't leave. Like, they can't leave.
Right.
And one of the main purposes of government school education, private school education, one of the purposes of school is to get rid of the kid while the mom goes to work.
Yeah.
And look, I don't have a problem with stay-at-home dads. I'm just saying that generally you're talking about stay-at-home moms, and the idea that this is a government-instituted, top-down plan to get ladies in the workforce.
Eventually. Originally, I think it was just more about creating moldable citizens.
Homogenizing attitudes. You get all that from four-day-a-week schools.
Yeah, you can.
But homogenizing, you know, I was just listening to NPR, and they were talking about how Latinos wanted Latin studies, and they stopped that, and, you know, whatever. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever you want, but I'm talking about four-day-a-week school weeks. In apparently they're kicking off in rural America, And just sort of some thoughts surrounding that. You're welcome to call in and give your thoughts. I'm not the biggest fan in the world of government school. I got to tell you that. So you know, if you are, well, perhaps you can make me understand. I want to tell you about Save at Purse. Folks that are for and against government, big government, generally like to save money. And you can do that by using saveatpurse.com. Imagine being able to buy everything that you buy at Amazon. Pretty much everything you want to buy in life, except for, there are fewer things that it's except. It's easier to list off the things you can't get at Amazon than the things that you can. And imagine being able to buy those things at a 25% discount. It's like getting a raise of, 33% right off the bat. If you didn't understand that, perhaps government school is not for you. The number, you just go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And you got to use Bitcoin, though. You got to use Bitcoin. I believe they take Bitcoin Cash now. And so, yeah, let me get easy on you. Saveatpurse.com. It's probably some big, giant conspiracy to bring down BTC that they're involved in. Saveatpurse.com. So there is this story from NBC News, and they're talking about how these school districts are benefiting from 4-day-a-week schools, and basically it's cheaper. They can offer, they can get, teachers more cheaply, and it's not that big of a deal. And what brings to mind for me is how little time my son spends on schoolwork per day. And I'm talking about prescribed schoolwork.
Right.
So I don't have a prescription on how much he reads because there's not a problem. He reads on his own a great deal. It may not be the things I want him to read, but he reads. And so he's learning sentence structure. He's learning, all the things he needs to learn about reading and writing there. He's got to do some handwriting because his handwriting was awful, and I decided we're adding that to the curriculum. I just can't handle it anymore. But I'm much more interested in how he, that he's writing at all, not whether he does cursive or anything like that.
Right.
And mathematics, because he just doesn't have much interest in it, so he's going to have to learn some of the basics. We got him these Star Wars math books. He's at grade level doing math, and I tell him he's got to do 2 pages a day in these workbooks. The workbooks are probably about 180 pages, and that means in 90 days he can cover the math of a school year.
Right.
And he doesn't spend that much time doing this stuff. So, you can get another one to drive the lesson home. You can get another fourth grade school one that's not Star Wars, some other brand.
Right.
I think it's Overstreet's, the company that puts it out. I might have their name wrong. I'm not doing advertising for them, so I don't have to get it right. But whatever the company is that puts it out. And they put out a whole variety of these things. It's all it's math, right? Addition,
right.
Subtraction, multiplication, division. They got it down. He doesn't spend that much time doing it. I think that the vast majority of school is babysitting. It's human training and not actual academic education.
Yeah. And a level of indoctrination. I mean, the state runs it. The state puts forth their message, and they want kids to understand that how they are learning is to the state spec, and that's drilled into their head, and standardized testing and everything else. The other thing you can do, Jack could advance, right? You could instead of what grade is he? Grade level is he at? About fourth, yeah. I mean, you could give him fifth grade math stuff, and
I could. I don't know that. I don't particularly like that idea. I don't think that kids that get this, that have this huge head start into college, really,
right,
have that more satisfying lives.
I think it could go the other way when you're the 13-year-old college freshman.
Yeah. For me, unless he shows a propensity in a particular area,
right,
we'll study the heck out of that area together.
Right.
But, if he doesn't show a propensity for it, then I'm not going to push him in that direction. Mm-hmm. I just feel like he's got to keep up with the other kids.
Right.
Hey, look, if the public school kids can do it, Jack, you can. Okay. So, that's my theory on that one. Yeah,
My favorite libertarian zinger about the public schools is that they teach you how to stand in line.
Well, my favorite one, I don't know if it's a zinger, is that government school teachers disproportionately send their kids to private schools.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that tell you?
Yeah.
People that work there day in and day out will not send, are less likely to send their kids to those schools. My God.
Common sense.
Wake up.
Yeah. Well, that's the rest of America who needs to wake up and realize that.
That's who I'm talking to.
You're not getting your money's worth. I mean, even if you buy into the idea of standardized tests, even if you don't, at least it's a yard marker. You can get a measure of how schools are doing. And I can tell you, for the, I think it's 40% of my tax bill goes to my local school district, which places somewhere like 57th out of 62 school districts in the state. Uh-huh. I mean, that's atrocious. And when it's like, I believe, I'm probably wrong, but it's never shocking when you hear that, reading competency for, sophomores at a certain high school is at 40%. It's insane. I mean,
well, what nationally, 20%, 19 point something percent of graduates. I try to stress that because I want people to understand that this isn't the folks that went into school and flunked out. This is the people that they gave a competency piece of paper to.
Right. Good enough.
Are functionally illiterate.
Yeah.
20%. That says to me that government schools hand out these pieces of paper to people who are unqualified to have them 20% of the time.
Right.
I mean, at 20%, you could not send kids to school at all and probably get those kind of numbers. Some districts, it's 40%. I suspect they tend to be inner city districts, but that, I mean.
But not always. I can tell you, I mean, here in New Hampshire and, not for a lack of, throwing money at the problem. That's the problem. We just need more money. Gotta throw more money at it. That'll fix it.
The United States schools are the most well-funded in the world and some of the worst in industrialized nations. Money is not the solution.
I'm being facetious.
I know. I'm telling the listeners, they really believe, because the teachers will tell you money is the solution.
If we only had more money.
The teachers' union isn't about educating kids. It's about paying teachers. Government programs aren't intended to solve their problems. If you will understand this one key, government programs are about employing more bureaucrats. And if failing is what it takes to get that done, failing is what they will do.
And they do it left and right. You cannot name a federal agency that hasn't failed at something in a spectacular way, and we give them more money.
Yep.
That's the first
goal.
Reaction.
Their goal is more power and more money. More jobs mean more money, so that's really what the more money comes from. That's what their goal is. Their goal, in many cases, is to fail. 855-450-FREE. Please disagree with me. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. I want to be wrong.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Ellicott City, Maryland was founded in colonial times at the bottom of a ravine along the Patapsco Rivers, southwest of Baltimore. flooding has caused residents to take to high ground as walls of water flow down the steep streets of the city. Meteorologist Dave Satter has more.
One end of the town, there's a high terrain, and some will blame it on the topography. Some, obviously, is the infrastructure of this historic town, because all the water is funneling down to the lower part of Main Street. Homes, businesses, everyone who was told to stay in place has had to get up to the second, even third story of these buildings.
Maryland's governor has declared a state of emergency around Ellicott City. So far, there's no word of any injuries or casualties due to the flooding. 2 years ago, a similar flash flood killed two people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call us and talk about anything you want. We're talking about this news story about rural schools switching to four-day-a-week schooling. And I don't know what I think about that in particular, but it's certainly given me the opportunity to talk about what I think about government school generally. Also, speaking of education, we've got an educational site. If you want to find out where people who are libertarians have businesses, you can go to liberty.menu. If you've got one, we'll go there. How about an organization? How about events? Liberty.menu's got it all. And also, if you want to go there, check out liberty.menu. That is a website, liberty.menu. Use code FTL. You get a special badge. Makes you special there. Liberty.menu. Let's go to Caroline calling in from Virginia. Caroline, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind?
Well, I was listening to you talk about government education, and I've read a few articles lately that were really concerning about the new sexual ed curriculum, and they seem to be pushing some agenda about how it is important for these young people to realize that, you know, LGBT and other groups really want our students to understand about that kind of sex and I also read that, you know, they are talking about bestiality and sexual things that just seem to be so deviant. And I just worried because further down in the article it said that the parents can no longer opt out for their children. And I wondered if you could address that issue.
I'd love to.
Yeah, thank you. I love listening to y'all. You're wonderful. The other part of it, my concern was that they also seem to be pushing Islam in our public schools, and they don't allow Christians to talk about faith in schools because, I guess, of separation of church and state, but these children are receiving homework and they have to fill out questions and answer questions about who is God and Allah is God. And I don't know. It's very worrisome that they would allow that, but not allow any discussion about the founding fathers and how they were biblically based. And, right. You know, if you say God or say the Pledge of Allegiance, it's offensive.
I've heard enough.
Address those issues. And I just appreciate y'all so much. And I look forward to hearing what you have to say about those issues.
Sure. Get your kids out of public school. That's the short answer. And that's the only answer. You don't know who, you know, if you're trusting. It's basically like why I carry a gun. It's because I don't want to put the responsibility for my safety on someone else. I'm not going to do that. So I carry a gun. If my kids were in school, and thank God I've woken up by now, but if they would have been, we would have homeschooled. We would have done anything else. And the second thing is I would honestly, you know, Google Snopes and half the things that you said, because there's a lot of fear-mongering out there on the right about what's going on. And
I want to see pictures. For me, I need to see pictures of the homework assignment. So I'm not against education on Islam or Buddhism or Zoroastrianism.
Should taxpayers pay for it?
Shinto. I don't have a problem with it if they're providing that in sort of a religion course. If we're going through history and we're looking at Christianity and Islam and those sorts of things, maybe some basics about these religions, you know, what makes Buddhism versus, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
If we're focusing on it and we're excluding the rest, then all you've got is a religious studies course that's being forced down somebody's throat, and I'm not for that.
Right, promoting one over the other, right. Which I would argue that many schools traditionally have done with Christianity, promoted Christianity.
But you got to pay for that.
Yeah, but when I was growing up, I mean, there were lots of references to God in the Bible and things like that would come up, but there was never any.
It was really sticky when I was in government school. I'm probably about 10 years younger than you, maybe?
Yeah, probably. Something like that.
And that wouldn't have been happening too darned often in the government school. But I came from a private school where, you know, parents paid extra for a good old biblical, you know. And the thing is the funny part is that the parents never agreed on what they wanted taught about this stuff.
No.
You know, there were Catholic parents. There were, you know, Protestants. There were evangelicals, and they all sort of mixed in one, you know, disgusting little slurry that didn't really work out very well.
Right.
And so, you know, that's the difficulty there. When it comes to sex ed, sex is a touchy topic that nobody's going to agree on, so I don't think schools should be covering this much at all.
I don't either.
Exactly.
You just give me the
author.
Yeah, all I want is Ms. Stephanie, who was my sex ed teacher, to get up there and very awkwardly try to explain this with a straight face, how sex works. And that's it.
Yeah.
I want it to be an uncomfortable situation, which is what sex ed was supposed to be about. I don't doubt that certain groups have certain agendas in mind, and I will argue that it sounds to me like you may have an agenda in mind, which is to promote, you know, traditional heterosexual
values. I mean,
right.
What's wrong with traditional values? That is what our country was founded on. But when they're pushing this other agenda and not even making a reference to traditional values, I think that is harmful.
Okay, how about if they talk about traditional heterosexual relationships and a passing comment or two about the fact that many people are gay? Would that upset you?
No, because I do think that's reality. I think
it is.
We all have to live in this world, and I do believe that people have to make choices, and some are born that way. So I'm okay with that, but this article was talking about they were asking questions to the children, which were, and I'm sorry I can't be more specific. I could find the article and maybe email it to you, but it just seems so far out of what most people feel is normal. You know,
I don't think we need pictures and graphics on homosexual sex and sex ed classes.
Right,
sorry.
Or transgenders.
I just don't think
right.
we need it.
Yeah.
I want them to know that they are out there, and that's okay, but I agree. We don't need to know the details. In my generation, people didn't even talk about it. I mean, I just feel like they're pushing it in our face.
They are in some cases. Are they pushing it in your school district? Can I ask exactly where you live again? I'm sorry, I forgot that.
I live in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Lynchburg, Virginia, a hotbed of LGBT education in your public schools?
According to the article, yes.
So it's a local article.
That
would be my question. I mean,
I'm not sure.
The difficulty is that here Caroline is paying for what's going on in her school,
right.
And she doesn't get to know.
True.
And she doesn't get to know. If she would have to spend a lot of time trying to parse through information to find out as a person who doesn't have a kid in school,
right.
What is being done with her money. Her money's being taken,
right.
And she's upset, rightfully so, that the education that she would like to see given is not given. Because I can assure you, the education that Caroline would like to be given is not being given.
I agree with that.
An education that is crappier than the one that she would like to be involved in is the one that's being given. Caroline, thank you so much for the call.
Appreciate it.
And at the same time, I don't think that schools can be the normative force. I don't think that they can convince kids that, don't tease the gay kid.
Right.
It's bad. The teacher is not the one to be doing that.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11, do 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Talking about... Well, generally, it appears as though we've moved on from four-day-a-week schools that are working for some rural school districts to just talking about government school education generally, which is fine by me. I don't have a particular problem with that. It's one of my favorite things to do, talk about government school education, because I am convinced it's a bad idea. And it's so fundamental when it comes to life in America, is you're expected to do it. It's the way it is. The government gets 13 years of the vast majority of people's lives to educate them, and still they end up in prison, but at a higher rate. It's amazing.
Yeah, and indoctrinate. I mean, I as I look back at my time there, and as I watch my son go through it, I mean, it's brainwashing. It's trying to create this, what they feel is the model citizen, and it continues to be a suppression of free thinking. And take your kids out, homeschool them. You can do it. That's the thing. I mean, did you doubt Mark before you started? You were just confident from day one.
How hard could this be? I mean, seriously.
That is one aspect that people take. Some people look at it and go, my God, I don't know every subject, K-12. I forgot all that stuff.
They look at early childhood education. They've given this new degree. It used to be just teaching, right?
Right. Now,
early childhood education, as though there's some kind of magic that goes on.
Right.
There is not. These kids are eating paste, all right? It's not magic that's happening there. They're just preventing them from using the bathroom when they need to. That's all it is. It's basically knife fighting and cussing class, okay? And seriously, what can possibly go on in grade school that's amazing? It's not there.
I hear you.
And look, I get that I have a higher level of I don't know. I don't have a higher level of education. I have some college.
Right. You got some smarts.
But I got some smarts, right. And I, you know, so I'm not scared. My kid can read and do addition, subtraction, multiplication, division by the end of elementary school, what has he missed?
Here's what I think it is. Because I've talked to a lot of people about the idea of homeschooling, and they're like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. I think their reluctance to do that is is the cause and effect of them attending public school in the first place.
I went to my high school reunion, and a few of my fellows ended up as government school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I knew these people in high school. Okay?
Were they coaches?
It was not the cream of the crop,
right,
as it were. Now, that may be different in different schools, but I'm just saying these were average students.
I have a child due coming up here pretty soon.
Congratulations. I'm excited about this.
Thank you, Mark. And I was talking to my partner about it, and
partner. That's very hip. I call Ian my partner.
We're not married like you two are.
Your life partner.
Partner is one of those words. It could be, you know, like the person you ride a horse with, right? Podna.
Exactly.
It could be your life mate. Could be your business partner. It could be the person you sit next to on the roller coaster. I don't know.
The person you play bridge with.
It's
on
partner.
Your team.
Yeah. But I told her that I wanted to homeschool the boy, and I didn't want to send it to a public school. And she said, you know, he's got to get socialization.
Oh, it's also always socialization.
Right.
My thought was that's like I had said, I don't want him eating sugar, and you told me, well, he's got to eat.
Right.
Right.
I mean, socialization, I think that means punched in the eye. I'm not sure what that means. I can bully my own kid. I don't need you people to do it.
Do you read Ron Paul's School Revolution by any chance?
No.
Great book, highly recommended, but it talks a lot about that and about how kids that, despite being homeschooled, one would think, end up being more social through some studies that they've done.
I was so proud of my son, so proud of him at 10 years old. He was taking his kayak back to the house before, back, you know, to the shore, mm-hmm, before my wife and I. I saw him, but I couldn't hear him. He said hello to the older couple that was on their dock.
Nice.
And I felt so relieved that I've been trying so hard. You know, no, he didn't get the eye contact the way he should have, but whatever.
Right.
I was happy. Let's go to Dodger calling in from Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. What you guys were talking about kind of perfectly segued into what I wanted to discuss. I knew somebody that homeschooled their kids, and both of their kids went to college, both girls. And I know that this is a hit or a miss based on your brand of libertarianism, but they already had 1 year of college, pretty much all of their prereqs done when they went to college, and both went to extremely prestigious colleges. So
let me get this straight. They were homeschooled and they managed to get like AP classes.
Yeah.
Actually they were taking courses at the local community college while they were in high school.
Okay.
Cause you can actually do that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. You can go to community college. They'll sell you courses. That's what they're there for.
Well, and again, book by Ron Paul, The School Revolution, he talks about this, and there is another a level that can be homeschooled that basically takes care of almost your, I think it takes care of your associate's degree, literally by the time the kid's 18. And he talks about how that should factor into your financial concerns. You know, if you're saving 2 years of college, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And no, I'm sorry. I have a lot to say in a very short time because I know this is the last segment. So it was looking at that, though, that my now ex-wife and I, when we started discussing my daughter's schooling, these two girls were kind of antisocial. And so that was our big decision that, all right, we're not going to homeschool. I didn't believe in homeschooling at the time. I do now. I mean, I've become a libertarian. But
I don't know if that's congruous, but go ahead.
But at either rate, so we were talking about it, and my ex-wife went to a neighboring school district. Actually, she went to the bigger district, Kalamazoo, that has something called the Kalamazoo Promise, where if you spend your 4 years in high school, you get $4,000 a year in college tuition paid for. And at either rate, it's based on the amount of time that you're in the school district, blah, blah, blah. And she was functionally illiterate, and she graduated with honors. Now, me, I just didn't care about school, and it was determined in the sixth grade that I was way smarter than the grades I was getting. And so she looks at me. She can't write me a note. I mean, she'd write me a note and half the words are misspelled. And I'm talking like three-letter words are misspelled. And I'm like, how in God's green earth can you misspell this?
Is it just
she
spelling?
She graduated with honors.
It's stunning.
With honors.
I'm just trying to determine. So I've heard that spelling is its own form of intelligence and not related to other forms. So it could be that a person, you know, she's just got
a little dyslexia.
She could be smart. She could be educated, but she could just not be able to spell. But when you say three-letter words, man, that's kind of scary.
Well, yeah, and she wasn't dumb by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, we're looking at the fact that I had maybe a C average through high school, and she graduated
with honors. Yeah.
And I was better educated. So we attempted to pull her out of the school district. We were living in the same school district as her. The school wouldn't let us, so we decided to put her in a for-profit charter school. I'm telling you, that's, you know, if you, because she and we were young, middle class, but very young. I mean, my daughter was born when I was 17, but, you know, I pulled myself out of that. But at either rate, I'm just starting my career. We just don't have the money to put her in private school. We don't have the time because both of us had to work full time. So we're like, this is probably the best option.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's way better. I didn't like the uniforms because I like individuality. We decided.
I don't have the biggest problem with uniforms personally. I mean, you know, it's easier to know what to buy the kid for school.
Right.
But in the same sense, she got a better education during that time. I mean, I don't understand why people have a problem with, like, a charter school that wants to be for-profit but offers a better education. The way she and I figured, we were both paying, you know, taxes anyway, and so we may as well take advantage. And, of course, you know, we figured our taxes that are also funding the charter schools as well. And
I don't have any problem with that, any of that either. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Dodger. I appreciate it. The number's, I can't give you the number. What's the point in giving the number out?
For tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, you could do that. Until then, there are all kinds of free archives over at freetalklive.com. If you like the program, please check out the AMP program at ampamp.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.